the inevitable consequences of your own actions. Conservatives suffer at hands of voters in English elections. By Peter Catalan, May 5, 2023. Conservative politicians have been discovering that their actions have consequences on Friday with the Progressive, not actually very conservative party losing big in England's local elections. Hundreds of local council seats appear to have been lost by Britain's ruling Conservative Party after elections in England on Thursday, with preliminary results showing other establishment parties picking up seats as Tory voters decided to stay home. The massive defeat indicates the abject failure of the Tories' current policy platform, which has focused largely on pushing internet censorship, supporting a milquetoast pro-trans agenda, as well as pretending to deal with the ongoing migrant crisis plaguing the English Channel, while importing hundreds of thousands of legal immigrants annually. According to data published by the BBC, early results have seen the Labour Party and Liberal Democrats romp home, with the Conservatives having already hemorrhaged hundreds of seats despite only a fraction of races having been declared. Perhaps some of the greatest losses for the Conservatives so far come in the form of councils in the Redwall region of England, an area that has traditionally been controlled by the Labour Party, but had flipped to the Tories amid growing pro-Brexit sentiment and concerns regarding progressive politics. Such a shift appears to now have been reversed by Keir Starmer's neoliberal party, with a left-wing group winning the key councils of Stoke-on-Trent, Plymouth, and Medway, something the party now claims puts it on track to win a forthcoming general election that is due to take place sometime over the next 2 years. These results show that we are on course for a majority Labour government, Labour Party campaign coordinator Shabana Mahmood reportedly remarked. We have spent the whole campaign talking about Labour's plan to tackle the Tory cost of living crisis, which is the number one issue for voters. Rishi Sunak can't talk about it because the Tories crashed the economy and they don't know how to fix it, she continued. These results have been a disaster for Rishi Sunak as voters punish him for the Tories' failure, the left-wing official went on to say. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has, somehow, attempted to put a positive spin on what can only be described as a seismic defeat, saying that the result shows how much the British public care about having the core issues important to them dealt with. The message I am hearing from people tonight is that they want us to focus on their priorities and they want us to deliver for them, he said late Thursday evening. In fairness to the Prime Minister, he is probably right, but the problem for his party is they haven't yet tried. He went on to add that it was still early in terms of determining the results of the election, despite the party already having lost over 200 seats as of Friday morning. While Sunak may be attempting to embrace whatever silver lining that exists for his party in this election, other Tories seem far less happy to engage in coping mechanism, with old allies of Boris Johnson already reportedly planning a coup to oust the relatively new prime minister. According to a report by The Times, former ministers Priti Patel, Nadine Dorries and Jacob Rees-Mogg will be headlining a conference by pro-Bojo organization the Conservative Democratic Organization, CDO. The event will reportedly focus on getting activists ready to take back control of the Conservative Party, which the organization describes as having lost its way and had forgotten what the entire point of pushing for Brexit was. It seems unlikely that the conference will amount to anything substantial, however, as even if the pro-Boris faction did manage to take back control of the Conservatives, it still largely supports the progressive politicking of the Sunak faction that is currently in power, just with a slightly different spin. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.